Pittsburgh Symphony Radio in the New World with Antonin Dvorak's Ninth Symphony. I'm Jim Cunningham. Dvorak thought the future of America would lay with tunes native to the country. His knowledge of plantation songs came from his student, Henry Thacker Burleigh, the African-American songwriter who sang the traditional melodies which intrigued Dvorak. It was these tunes that inspired Dvorak to write a piece in tribute to America. He said, "I should never have written the symphony as I have if I hadn't been in America." Here is the Symphony No. 9 in E minor by Antonin Dvorak with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Manfred Honeck.
Thank you.
The Symphony No. 9 in E minor by Antonín Dvořák. Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Dvořák wrote the music in 1893 while he was the director of the National Conservatory of Music in America from 1892 to 1895. It is by far his most popular symphony and one of the most popular in the repertoire. Astronaut Neil Armstrong took a recording of the New World Symphony to the moon during the Apollo 11 mission, the first moon landing in 1969. We heard Harold Smoljar, the principal English horn of the Pittsburgh Symphony, in the Going Home Largo of the Ninth Symphony. The theme from the Largo was adapted into the spiritual-like song, Goin' Home, a favorite of Paul Robeson. It's often mistakenly considered a folk song or traditional spiritual by Dvořák's pupil, William Arms Fisher, who wrote the lyrics in 1922. Dvořák may have modeled the tune on the spirituals he heard from composer Harry Burley. You can find Manfred Honeck on Facebook. He's been music director of the orchestra since September of 2008. In February of last year, he agreed to extend his term as music director of the orchestra through 2020. Manfred Honeck was born in Austria and studied music at the Academy of Music in Vienna. A violinist and a violist, he spent more than 10 years as a member of the Vienna Philharmonic and the Vienna State Opera Orchestra. He has just recorded the Dvořák Concerto with the Berlin Philharmonic and Anne-Sophie Mutter. His recording plans with the Pittsburgh Symphony include Antonín Dvořák's Eighth Symphony, which will be out within the next year. The Pittsburgh Symphony European Festivals Tour 2013 took the orchestra to the Grafenegg Festival in Austria for two concerts. They made their first trip to the Enescu Festival in Bucharest, Romania. The orchestra opened the Berlin Festival, gave two concerts at the Lucerne Festival in Switzerland, with stops in Paris, Frankfurt, Dusseldorf, and two final concerts at the Beethoven Festival in Bonn, Germany. Here's an audio postcard from your correspondent, recorded on September 14th, 2013. It's an ode to joy. The grand finale of the Pittsburgh Symphony's European residency tour takes place tonight at the Beethovenhalle of the Beethoven Festival in Bonn, Germany. Over 100,000 visitors stop at the house where Ludwig van Beethoven was born here in Bonn. Andy Warhol's portrait of Beethoven is for sale in the gift shop, as is the most famous portrait by Josef Karl Stieler. It's €9. I toured the Beethoven house, which contains Beethoven's instruments, his piano, his organ, his violin, and his viola, his eyeglasses, and the room where he was born. The tour guide was Ulrike Voss-Bilker.
And so they lived here for a few years, and then they moved in Bonn. Beethoven here had six brothers and sisters. We will see when we go inside, these rooms became too small. No? And, for example, they lived very close to the River Rhine, and then they had the high water problem, so they moved to the next house. And then they lived very close to the university. It was the castle. The castle burned down, so they moved another time. So, no, they are so. And in Vienna, Beethoven moved 70 times.
70?
70 times.
Ulrike Voss-Bilker at the Beethoven House in Bonn, Germany, just yesterday morning. Ilona Schmiel has served as the director of the Beethoven Festival in Bonn for the past decade. Now she's also in charge of the Tonhalle Orchestra in Zurich with David Zinman. She's been pleased to present the Pittsburgh Symphony three times at the Beethovenhalle.
I think it's absolutely beautiful that a composition which was composed and commissioned in 2007, that this John Corigliano piece, together with your orchestra under the baton of Manfred Honeck and together with Martin Grubinger, that you have immediately really standing ovations of a mixed audience where normally many, many people say contemporary music is not so easy and not so easily receptive, and it's like the opposite. We have just to do it on that level.
Ilona Schmiel thinks there will always be a need for Ludwig van Beethoven. Human beings have an inner need for his music.
The people, they're having, there's no expression, you can't translate this word, Sehnsucht, a very romantic word, a German word, which means there's a longing that people would love to be there, sitting in a hall and realizing that everything what they can listen to in that night is reproduced for them live. And this is, I think it's a treasure what we have. And we have to do our best in the administration and backstage that we create the atmosphere backstage that you musicians with the conductor, with the soloists, could do the best on stage. If these both things come together at a highest level, then you can really create some of these very solemn moments.
Ilona Schmiel, the director of the Beethoven Festival in Bonn. You're listening to Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. His oboe quartet, played by Pittsburgh Symphony Principal Oboe Cynthia Coleto de Almeida, violinist Christopher Wu, violist Meng Wang, and cellist David Primo. Cynthia Coleto de Almeida and Dr. Dirk Spielman, who works as an ENT specialist in the Cologne area, helped to organize the concert.
When we knew this would be a fundraiser for a school outside of Cologne for children who can't afford lessons, everybody said yes. And so there were six of us who played, plus one of our musicians turned the pages, and another substitute from the Utah Symphony. She came because she donated 100 euros tonight, 100 euros of her own money for this school.
That's huge.
And then my friends who live here helped organize it, and we also honored a beautiful older woman who has supported the arts in Cologne and Bonn her whole life, and is suffering now from Parkinson's, and we brought the concert to her by doing it in her home. That's a great day off from the symphony tour.
We're listening to the principal flute of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Lorna McGee, and pianist Rodrigo Ojeda, who also played last night in Cologne. That's the aria, Opus 48, number 1, by Ernst von Dohnányi. Pittsburgh Symphony Senior Vice President of Artistic Planning, Bob Moyer.
On this tour, I've been having a lot of meetings talking about 2016. And we will be back in Europe, and we will have a lot of concerts. The difficult part will be deciding where we won't go, because we have more invitations than we can accept. This tradition that we've started since Manfred became music director of touring with Anna-Sophie Mutter, being our guest soloist in at least 4, 5, or 6 cities on the tour will continue in 16.
Robert Moyer, Senior Vice President of Artistic Planning in Bonn. Here's the Pittsburgh Symphony and Manfred Honeck with the close of the Ravel Bolero they played on Thursday night at the Beethoven Halle in Bonn, Germany. With the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra on their European Festivals tour, its last night is tonight. I'm Jim Cunningham for Classical QED 89.3 in Bonn, Germany. An audio postcard from the last two concerts of the Pittsburgh Symphony European Festivals Tour 2013. Concertmaster Noah Bendix-Bangle was heard playing the solos in the Richard Strauss Heldenleben at 6 stops on the tour. We heard Richard Strauss songs and his Horn Concerto No. 1 earlier on this Pittsburgh Symphony radio broadcast. Here are the closing bars of Strauss' Ein Heldenleben from the Philharmonie in Berlin, recorded in September of 2013 with the Pittsburgh Symphony conducted by Manfred Honeck.
Thank you.
the Pittsburgh Symphony on tour at the Philharmonie in Berlin, Germany in September of 2013. You heard Manfred Honeck conduct A Hero's Life, Ein Heldenleben by Richard Strauss. If you'd like to see and hear the complete Ein Heldenleben from Berlin at the home of the Berlin Philharmonic, the Philharmonie, check out the website, pittsburghsymphonyradio.org. We'll hear that performance in an upcoming Pittsburgh Symphony radio broadcast. The website, again, for the Pittsburgh Symphony's visit to Berlin through the digital concert hall of the Berlin Philharmonic, pittsburghsymphonyradio.org, and look for the link. Jim Cunningham, happy to be among our first nighters. Thanks for being here. I hope you'll return next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Don't forget to write for your free souvenir, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light, in the shape of a credit card, and just write for reading concert programs in low light with magnification of small print. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Be sure to include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. The address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Manfred Honeck is the music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, digital production engineer and coordinating producer, Brian Savar. Recording producer and editor, Ricardo Schultz. Script writing by Brianna Hankowski. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, a production of WQED Multimedia, is made possible by a grant from the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the listeners of Classical QED 89.3.
PRI, Public Radio International.